A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, September 5th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the tense political situation in Zimbabwe, where at least 51 opponents of the government are in remand prison for inciting violence and some of them for being a public nuisance following a protest against current hardships in the country. About 9 others have been locked up in Kami Maximum Prison and Chikurupi Maximum Prison for the same reasons. Job Sikala, a prominent opponent of the government and member of parliament for the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, fell ill and is said to be recovering at Chikurupi Maximum Prison. He is among those facing charges of inciting violence. In Bulawayo today, 2 members of Mtwakazi Republic Party were arrested for protesting against the transfer of their jailed colleagues from Kami Prison to Chikurupi Maximum Prison. Zimbabwean church leader Bishop Kanyanzura Perere of the Mirirai Jehovah Apostolic Church and 34 of his followers have spent at least 2 months in remand prison for violating some sections of the Maintenance of Peace and Order Act. They are accused of singing a religious tune in public, implying that their leader should replace President Emmerson Mnangagwa, as they are currently suffering and facing hardships in Zimbabwe. Namhla sixoxa khonapha ku-Live Talk ngokuxokozela eZimbabwe okulabantu abadlula kancane amajumi amahlanu 51 abathuliswa amacala ezombusazwe bevalelwe entilongweni. Bethuliswa amacala okwenza okungekho emthethweni okunjengokutshotshozela udlakela nokutshengisela emigoqweni besola umbuso kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, bakhoqela umnumzana Job Sikala okubandla le-CCC ukuba wagula eChikurupi Maximum Prison. Omunye wabavalelwe entilongweni umfundisi Kanyanzura Perere webandla lezokholo lesiKristu leMirirai Jehovah Apostolic Church labalandeli bakhe abangamachumi amathathu lane 34. The arrests come at a time Zimbabwe is preparing for crucial elections next year. ZAPU is among political parties complaining bitterly about the tense political situation in the country. The party's deputy spokesperson in the USA, Washington Jamela, speaks about this and related issues.
We prepare for the election in 2023. ZAPU has been campaigning very, very hard to try and encourage people to register to vote and try and make some changes to our beloved country. We have our current president, who is Sibanglizwe Nkomo, the son of the great Joshua Nkomo. He is the one that's currently leading the party, and he's been hitting the ground hard, trying to get people to prepare for 2023. Unfortunately, ZANU-PF, being ZANU-PF and its evil ways, has already started using intimidating tactics to scare people away from exercising their constitutional right, which is to register to vote and vote. They are doing this because they know people do not want them anymore, and constitutionally they know the only way we have to remove them is to register and actually exercise our power in the ballot and call them out. We, however, continue. We are undeterred. We are not scared. We have dealt with this evil before, so we continue to soldier on. We are encouraging every Zimbabwean out there to please, please go out there and register to vote, because it is the only and legal way to remove these thieves, looters, and murderers that are currently running our country. It is really within us as a people to go out there and register and vote. Do not be scared. Do not be deterred. Go out there and register and vote. Otherwise, we would not be able to get ourselves out of the situation that we are in. So it is our biggest message right now that people go out there and vote and vote. Thank you very much.
Can you add the aspect of political violence?
Yes, So right now, we're already seeing some ugly sides of political violence taking place in Zimbabwe. We have had a few by-elections that have taken place. We had one that took place in Gokwe, where ZANU-PF tried to block people from taking part in the elections and taking part in the campaign that took place. Some people were injured, some people were hurt, and I believe some people were killed in that by-election that took place. We are very, very concerned with the way ZANU-PF has conducted itself. We are tired of this violence. It needs to end. And the only way to really end it and end it forever is to...
Washington Chamela is the ZAPU deputy spokesperson in USA. Some observers say Zimbabwe needs to address issues of human rights abuses and the violation of citizens' fundamental rights. A human rights lawyer, Emmanuel Socks, told a gathering of Zimbabweans in USA yesterday that there is need for citizens to seek help from America in order to address some of these problems, including those cited in the Zimbabwe Democracy and Economic Recovery Act.
In previous versions of the law, there was specific language that mentioned book rounds, okay? And if I may read Section 9 of the amendments from 2018, it says, sense of Congress on past atrocities and human rights abuses. It is the sense of Congress that the government of Zimbabwe should take immediate action to unify the people of Zimbabwe by acknowledging that human rights have been abused, including during the urban land clearances of Operation Mrambashi, and the violence perpetrated in the wake of the 2008 elections against the opposition and citizens of Zimbabwe. B, undertaking a genuine process of national reconciliation up to and including acknowledging and apologizing for atrocities in Matabele, Gukurawa. And C, taking steps to offer redress or compensation to victims of abuses identified in paragraphs A and B, in a manner recommended by the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission and the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission. And order immediate inquiry into the disappearance of prominent human rights activists, including Patrick Nabayana, Itai Zamara, and Paul Jesus. So that's the section that caught my attention and would like to bring it to your attention. So when you get time, please read Zidera. Please try and think of ways that section can be used to help our people. What is it that we can do to bring out the things that Zidera is aiming for, in particular in that section? Zidera is aiming to restore democracy, but it's also aiming to restore unity by those acknowledgments of past human rights abuses. As a people, maybe we can advocate, say, okay, with these provisions in a U.S. Piece of legislation, what is it that we can do as the people of Honduras? What is it that we can do as people who are affected, right? Everybody in this room will have people that, you know, that they know that disappeared, right? We have family members that were killed. So can we use this legislation to maybe have a historical account, somebody who can, you know, reburial, you know, just some measure of what it is that can be done by us as a people. So, you know, it may not be something we can immediately, you know, implement, because Of course, it may require the government's participation, the government of Zimbabwe, but my sense is that it can also be done by not-for-profit organizations with funding from the U.S., maybe via USAID, but that's for us to explore and, you know, whether individually or together, and then you bring it to the group and say, this is what I found out about that provision of Zidera, you know, call your congressman and do some advocacy, the American way. Well, you know, you call your congressman, you say, I've read about this provision. How can it help? What can I do? And, you know, you try and move the needle that.
Emmanuel Sox is a human rights lawyer based in Dallas, Texas. He was speaking with Zimbabweans at a cultural event yesterday in Maryland, USA. For those that have joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com and www.voazimbabwe.com. Send us a message on WhatsApp. We can always respond very promptly. And now joining us via Skype is Mr. Kenneth Masie, a human rights lawyer based in Dallas, Texas. And we also have Mr. Xavier Zabare of the ruling ZANU-PF party based in London. So we start with you, Mr. Xavier Zabare, in London. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Dube.
Thank you so much. So we've got so many members of the opposition that are locked up. Right now, our count is at least 51 that are in remand prison, you know. They are facing different charges like inciting political violence and being a nuisance in public and all those kind of things. What's going on, really, Mr. Zobar?
Well, I'm not sure why this debate or this discussion is being politicized. What we have here is fellow Zimbabweans who decided not to comply with the legislation, with what the law request us to do as citizens if we want to do peaceful protests or demonstrations, which is to engage with the police, inform them, and the police, they do their assessment. When they've done their assessment, they give you a go-ahead to go on with that demonstration or protest. Now, this is not unique to Zimbabwe, as some people would want to think or to suggest. Here in the United Kingdom, where I am, the Policing Act demands that anyone who wants to do a protest, even a single person protest, you have to inform the police about what time you want to do, what day, and how long you will be. The police will look at that. They will authorize it. They may even decide to change the route you want to go or the place you want to do a demonstration on. And they may even refuse you the permission to do so on a particular day, because that is what the law of the land expects us to do. So if people fail to respect the law of the land, then they get arrested. Then all of a sudden they become political activists, or they become political victims, or they're being victimized for their political views. I mean, the political party, or the so-called political party, in any case, in Zimbabwe, we've got too many political parties. And I think there is need for registration of parties, because some of these fly-by people who just think, okay, hey, let me gather my two people and then I'm a political party and I go and demonstrate and be a nuisance. Yes, you get arrested. Bear in mind, whenever you are trying to protest, you also have to consider the rights of other citizens who are not interested in your protest.
But
they don't buy into it. They don't agree with you. And those rights also, if that is, especially here in the UK, and I know it's the case in America as well. If we are going to touch other people's day-to-day businesses by your protest, the state will have to intervene because no one, not everyone is agreeing with you. So if you don't seek the right permission from the authorities, and then you decide to break the law, and then you think you are above the law, and all of a sudden claim human rights. No, you are abusing the law. You are abusing these rights that we have. Human rights come with responsibilities. The right to
yes,
protest.
Yes, we understand right that, Mr. Sobari.
Also
understand.
Come with responsibility.
Yes, we understand that very well. So stay on the line there. Let me bring in Mr. Kenneth Masie, who is here in Dallas, Texas. Mr. Masie, welcome to the program, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. So I would love you to say something, Shona, like, you know, Bana Chomskala have been in prison, remand prison for such a long time. Chichiruiti kapala.
Yeah, is that one is zinu zata garashinguona makore ni makore, especially kanadzanya ya kana takuda kusika kunya zema tungiro inyika, I mean like zema elections. Kusungwa kwevanhu muZimbabwe akushamisi ende kunhu kwatinotoona kuti kunhu toene yatingati a formula kana kuti a methodology yekuti kana uchiopoza government nango uchitevedza mutemo kana even kana ngo achikora mutemo wacho haushandiswi zvakaringana kana uchingobva kuzanu PF unokwanisa kudemonstrator anytime usingambono notify mapurisa kana kuita rally yako anytime usingano notify mapurisa pasina zvinokuona. Nangu wakabatwa ni mosa chayachayo yaka simbarara chayachayo. Tunuona kuti matongo ya roka na mbati ruwano yetuwa. Akatosiana ni muna aninga chinzi arukupa kana kuti ku opposition. Saka mutemo hongu uripo. Ende mutemo uripo ende chiripo ndicho kuti mutemo yaka wanda. Urumende ya tadza kuita atingati align in the constitution. Because it chitasa bumirele mutemo rine marights that are very much elaborated. Tichisanganisa panyaya yanga chitaura because you know nyaya yekudemonstrator. Bumirele rinotaura kuti munhu wese muZimbabwe ane right yekudemonstrator freely, zvisina kana dambudziko. Hapana panombotaura kuti bad with the authority yemapurisa kana kuti kwete. Saka tunoona kuti muZimbabwe hurumende ine yatingati inability yokuda kualaina yatingati ma domestic laws ne constitution. Tinozoona mapurisa achizoshandisa mitemo iyoyo usingapindirani ne constitution kusunga vanhu vanenge vachiratidzira muma street peacefully vachishandisa mutemo uchinzi bumbiriro remutemo. Uyezve tichitaura zvekare tichitaura kumutemo zini mutemo pasi rese. Kana kuti mutemo muZimbabwe unotaura kuti mutemo usingapindirani ne constitution hauzi mutemo. Saka vanhu havanga wanikwi vachisungirwa nyaya yekuexercise constitution yavo, constitutional right yavo yekudemonstrator vachishandisa mutemo usingapindirani ne constitution.
Yes, stay on the line there, Mr. Masie. So let's see what people are saying on Facebook. VOA Ndebele, remember that we are on VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. So we've got a guy by the name Bongani. Uti ya, loko kwenzakala lapa kuzwisa ubuhlungu okunyokumangalisayo. Abantu bayabotshwa, abanye bayaphonguphosela nje entilongweni kungelalutho. Uzobuya ke uGary Twala Jackson. Uti unfortunately our police were long captured. And Mutswangwa is on record as having said the army and the police are part of ZANU-PF. So yacho lapho ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF. Lakhuluma kudala ukuthi ibutho lamapolisa aphansi kwebandla leZANU-PF. Ubusani Mbusontini uyakhuluma lapha uthi lo ubaba uzwabare into ayikhuluma yasizwa ukuthi uthini. Decent McCoy la uyakhuluma uthi hey bakithi lokho okukhulunywa ngubaba uzwabare kumele acace asimuzwe ukuthi uthini ngoba abantu bakhahlanyezwa eZimbabwe. Kuzobuya ke ugive more moyo uthi hey kunzima lapha eZimbabwe siyakhahlanyezwa. Let's bring back Mr. Zabare to respond to what some people are saying here on Facebook. So people are really condemning him, saying, you know what you're saying is untrue. People are suffering in Zimbabwe. So what's your reaction to that briefly, Baba Zabare? Go ahead, say.
So ndopane dambudziko, that is where the problem is. Vana havadi kutaurwa chokwadi nekuziva chokwadi. They want to go on their emotions. Voita zvinhu in their emotions. Vo ignore mutemo. When they disregard the law, they then start coming up with all these things ekuti hakuna zvinhu zvakadaro. My colleague here has just been talking about kuti constitution inoti zvakati zvakati. But he's forgetting kuti kune secondary legislation. Inoita kuti constitution iyo ine meaning. Look, I've given an example. Here in the United Kingdom, it is a right enshrined under the European Human Rights and Convention to demonstrate, to express yourself through a protest. However, that comes with responsibility. Each government across Europe, each government across the world, in the democratic world, and it expects that demonstration to be done in an orderly way, to be done respecting other people's rights who are not part of that demonstration, respecting the law. You cannot say good Israel that Namtemo Zimbabwe cannot my demonstration I manage when you control what my police. Pass around the traffic lights by direction. That is the robots around. They will make sure that peace and order is maintained in the country. And the peace and order, it includes my demonstrator at Chaita, my Garino at Chaita, Mudzimba dzedu, mafambiro atichaita mumugwagwa, zvese izvozvo. Tine marights ekufamba freely kwatinoda kuenda. But we've got to respect the law, the traffic regulations. We've got to respect the law, yekuti mumba tinogarisana tisingaite domestic violence. Nyangwe ndiri free kugara nemukadzi upandoda nokuita naye zvandoda. But kana tikaita domestic violence, I'm stopped. It's the same with demonstration. If you want to demonstrate, do so according to the law. Period. If my police harass you, your white is repamtemo, then yes, my police are going to direction. As a matter of fact, as ZANU-PF, we always apply my police for my demonstration. If we want to do solidarity march, if we want to protest about anything, we apply to the police because we know that is the law. We must respect the law as a governing party.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. Let's bring in Mr. Masia. Hey, Mr. Masia, what's your reaction quickly on what he say?
Yeah, my reaction is that I think my colleague is not well read in terms of the constitution because he mentions that a but in terms of the European or the UK, you know. But our constitution in section 59 says that everyone has got the right to and freedom of assembly and association. And the section 59 also goes and says every person has the right to demonstrate and to present petitions, but these rights must be exercised peacefully. Those are the only qualifications. There are no qualifications that need to notify the police.
Who maintains the peace?
That in terms of international, like as I said before, we have seen the selective application of the law, especially when it comes to ordinary citizens. There is a law that actually affects ZANU-PF, and there's a law that affects the opposition. And we've seen that there's no equal application of the law. This section of the Constitution, it actually applies effectively if it is a ZANU-PF person who's demonstrating. But if it's opposition, then they bring in the MOPAs and so forth. MOPA in itself, the provision that requires you to give notification, is in itself in contravention of the Constitution. And as such, if someone demonstrates using his rights in terms of the Constitution, there's no law. There's no one or no law that can come in and say that the Constitution is wrong in stating that. If the Constitution is vague, they could have literally, if the Constitution wanted or specifically wanted the police to be involved in giving authority on this right to demonstrate, it could have clearly stated that in these provisions, but it has not. I can say today and here that those who have been arrested under the miscellaneous whatever law, they are going to be acquitted because the Constitution is quite clear. And if they go before a neutral and transparent judge, that is no case at all. That's why you see those activists who were demonstrating in Harare were not, some of them were not charged under MOPA. because it was a strategic decision by the police not to do so, because they know that their acts of arresting them for demonstrating violate the constitution. And they then tend to use some other funny law, such as miscellaneous or disorderly conduct, which in itself does not really go into the issue of the right to demonstrate and so forth. That's why we see that this kind of act by ZANU-PF is not, you know, it's not an equal application of the law, but it's a strategically political persecution of those who want to demonstrate and challenge
government. Thank you, Mr. Masia. Thank you so much. Yes, Mone. Ukuthi abantu bathini lapha ke uFacebook siyabona ke kulo kulombonisi Maphosa uthi ya siyamuzwa lapho uzavale ukhulumela phela ibandla lakhe kuzobuya ke uPrince Mathuthu uthi hayi phela ngakwenzakala eZimbabwe ngakho kuyabuswa kanje kuthi ZANU-PF ibuse kathesi kungena abanye babuse njalo nje kuzobuya ke uNyamziwa uthi yeba kithi okwenzakala eZimbabwe kuyayangisa vele iconstitution singakhulumi ngayo kuzobuya ke uThembila uthi lapha kuzavuka impi enkulu kakhulu kule Zimbabwe kwini konoko kwenzakalayo so siyabezwa kakhulu abantu bakhuluma liqhubeke phambili lithumeza imilayezelo Big Boy Moyo uthi ngibukele khonapha Dube ngiyabona okwenzakalayo njalo ngikubona khonapha ukuthi kuzaba lokugedla kwamazinyo so let's go back to Mr. Zobare so Mr. Zobare the, you know people who are in remand prison are supposed to be you know kept like human beings and now we're told Mr. Job Scala has been sick and at the end of the day, we are told that they are living under squalid conditions at Chikurupi Maximum Prison. So is ZANU-PF aware of what is happening in some of these prisons?
Right. What we must do here, and we should always avoid this, ZANU-PF is a political party.
Yes.
The police and the prison authorities are a separate entity to ZANU-PF.
Yeah, but according to Mswangwa, you know, the police and the army are part of ZANU-PF. And I still remember, soon after independence, the late former president, Robert Mugabe, said ZANU-PF is the government and the government is the party. So there's no distinction there. It's some kind of, you know, rule like the Juche kind of governance.
Right. What we must understand and accept here, when we look at a person like Job Sikala, he's got his rights. He's like anyone who is in remand, any prisoner who falls sick. Of course, when you are sick and you are under police custody, the police or the prison service have got a responsibility over your care. They've got a duty of care on you. It is their responsibility to support him, to be helped, to get well. That goes without asking. It's debatable. However, we should not say Job Sikala should be freed because he is the vice president of some washed up political party. He committed a crime. He knows. In fact, he has committed several crimes.
Most of them, yes.
But the day you commit one, just because you were acquitted previously, doesn't give you a license to go and commit more and more. I'll give an example here in the UK. If you re-offend, as Job Sikala has done so many times, whilst you are on bail, you got locked up until whenever your case goes to court. No questions. You just getting locked up. It is that simple.
Yes, Job Sikala has had unfortunately, so many chances. Yes, unfortunately.
No, hang on. Let me finish.
10 seconds.
Job Sikala has been given so many opportunities. He must act responsibly. If ever he dreams to be a vice president of Zimbabwe.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Zobare. Our time is up, and I think we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening and our listeners. Let's meet again next time. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.